This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Analysts say Democrats have reason to worry this morning. A Republican has won the governor's race in Virginia, and the governor's race in New Jersey is deadlocked. We'll start in Virginia, where Republican Glenn Youngkin, virtually unknown a year ago, will be the new governor. The AP's Julie Walker.
Youngkin becomes the first Republican to win statewide office in Virginia in 12 years. The 54-year-old businessman's defeat of Democrat Terry McAuliffe marked a sharp reversal in a state that was captured by President Biden last year by a 10-point margin. Youngkin promised to immediately improve schools, lower taxes, and
build a new day. A new day for Virginians.
I'm Julie Walker.
Now to New Jersey, where the governor's race is too close to call. Democratic Governor Phil Murphy and Republican Jack Cittarelli virtually deadlocked. Cittarelli saying voters don't want extreme politics.
We have sent the message to the entire country. But this is what I love about this state. If you study its history. Every single time it's gone too far off track, the people of this state have pushed, pulled, and prodded it right back to where it needs to be.
Governor Murphy, the Democrat.
Our mission has been simple, to build a state where every child, regardless of race or gender, creed or zip code, has the opportunity to live out their hopes and achieve their American dream.
In Minneapolis, voters said no to that proposal that would have replaced the city's police department with a new Department of Public Safety. Now that the CDC has approved Pfizer's COVID shots for children as young as five, vaccinations can begin as soon as possible, says the CDC. Braves fans are celebrating the team's World Series win over the Astros 7-0 last night in Game 6. This is AP News. Lawmakers want to know whether the oil industry hid evidence of the dangers of climate change. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
The House Oversight Committee issued subpoenas to Chevron, Shell, BP America, ExxonMobil, the American Petroleum Institute, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This follows a hearing last week in which top oil executives denied that they deliberately misled the public about the risks of global warming. Several lawmakers compared last week's hearing to a session with tobacco executives who once famously testified they didn't believe nicotine was addictive. The committee's chair, Democrat Carolyn Maloney, says the companies have not turned over documents they need. Republicans on the committee accused Democrats of partisan theater. ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods testified that his company's public statements on climate have always been truthful, fact-based, and consistent with mainstream climate science. Jennifer King, Washington.
Gas is $3.40 a gallon this morning, 2 cents higher than last week, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.